Lionel Pahuyasva walks across a sea of broken glass at the Tuba City Open Dump. Pahuyasva is director of the Hopi Tribe's Water Resources Program. He has been working 12 years to clean up the groundwater beneath this 30-acre landfill.
This is one of the hot spots that we have found at the dump.
Pahuyasva points to a well that monitors groundwater down below.
The contaminant that we did detect over here is uranium. The EPA maximum contaminant level is 30 for that constituent, so we've been readily exceeding that about 7 times the limit.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says ingesting uranium at high levels can increase the risk of cancer and liver damage. Several radioactive hotspots inside the dump sit less than a half mile from municipal wells that two Hopi villages rely on for drinking water. Pahuyasva says his monitors show the radioactive plume is moving rapidly toward those wells and downhill toward a sacred spring where Hopis pray daily.
It could be years, could days, months. Hopefully we can get some kind of remediation in place. We all identified that there is a risk here, but it's just having EPA, BIA actually be accountable.
The BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, operated the dump from the mid-40s to 1997. It straddles Hopi and Navajo land. Officials from both tribes say the BIA allowed the rare metals uranium mill to dump radioactive waste here in the 50s and 60s. Cassandra Bladel is an environmental program supervisor for the Navajo Environmental Protection Agency.
Residents in this area have been saying that those types of material came from the rare metals area into this area here at the Tuba City Open Dump.
But the BIA has another theory about the source of the radioactive contamination. They hired the U.S. Geological Survey to study the area. Those geologists concluded that strong winds carried dust to the landfill from abandoned uranium mines 30 miles away. They believe sediment eventually traveled underground and contaminated the shallow aquifer. The BIA and the Geological Survey refused to comment on that theory, citing the Hopi tribe's current lawsuit against the agency. But Pahuyasva calls it ridiculous.
Especially to be so concentrated in one single area, we figured if it was wind-blown, it would be radioactive in this whole valley.
Bladel says in addition to uranium, other chemicals used in the milling process have also been detected in the groundwater below the dump. Bladel says Navajo EPA has found ceramic mill balls used to crush uranium above ground at the dump.
But U.S. EPA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, does not believe that that mill ball was placed here with that milling waste. They believe somebody, one of us, possibly deposited it there for it to be found.
Pahuyasva says the BIA and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency are wasting time and money by conducting more studies. He says after 12 years, the tribe decided to file suit to compel the federal government to clean up the dump.
Since like our word isn't good enough for them, or our data isn't good enough to validate what our concerns are at times, so it feels like we're like little kids being pushed aside from the table and telling us to go sit at the little kids' table while let the big people talk.
Clancy Tinley of the EPA says his agency last year decided to investigate the site as a neutral third party using broader Superfund laws.
I wouldn't call it just another study. It is a rigorous process to evaluate all of the information that's come forward over the last 10 years.
At the Hopi village of Upper Moncupi, their leader, William Charlie, is worried that time is short. One of the village's water wells is within a quarter mile of the contamination.
Our whole Hopi life is around water, and it's everything to us. And, you know, it's like the unthinkable. You know, if our groundwater should become contaminated, what do we do?
The EPA expects to make a recommendation on how or if to clean up the site in 2 years. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.